pistol formation. Crowell, the running back. They give it to Crowell. He's 10. He's 5. He cuts left. Touchdown! The Crow has landed again, and the Browns lead.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back. Time for the roundtable brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Before every Browns home game, it's open at 10 a.m. Brunch valet parking. It's on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. You know the website, Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com for reservations. It is the best seafood restaurant in town. Silver Spoons Award winner every year since opening. And that's a reputation earned by serving the absolute freshest and highest quality seafood. With a name like Blue Point, oysters are a big deal. Over 75,000 shucked every single year. They have fresh seafood flown in daily. Crab legs, lobster tails, scallops, ahi, tuna, oysters from both coasts. They got great steaks as well. With great service, it makes Blue Point a true VIP experience for everyone. Take that someone special to Blue Point and score some serious points. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravich. We go now to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline and are joined by the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, heartbreaking loss, but I'm going to start with the most important question. 2 years ago today, Johnny Manziel became the first freshman to ever win the Heisman Trophy. 2 years later, will he finally be named the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I hope so. I would think so. I do hope so. I think that it's time to see him play, and I think that the offense needs a jolt. And I think we saw a little bit of a jolt when he got in last week against Buffalo, and I think that everybody, Manziel, I think the team, I think the offense, I think veterans, I think everybody, you know, deserves to see what he can do, and it's time. I think it's time. It might be beyond, it might be overtime. I mean, it might have, maybe it should have happened last week. When we talked last week, I really thought we were going to see him this yesterday in that game against the Colts, but I think it's time.
Jim, you've obviously covered this team for a very long time, called many, many games. This one, to me, was one of the toughest to watch, one of the hardest losses to take, and I thought one of the best defensive performances I've ever seen from a Cleveland Browns team.
Yeah, I did, too, considering, you know, who they were going against.
Right.
And a great quarterback, you're right. And with the numbers that they had coming in, averaging over 31 points a game, and he's over 4,000 yards passing with 34 touchdowns coming in, you know, I thought it was going to be a tall order, considering also how many people the Browns are missing. I thought it was a magnificent performance all game long. But I think they, you know, I think that they were just on the field by the end of the game, and certainly in the second half, a ton of time. And I know that they're very, you know, proud and say, hey, listen, you know, we should have gotten it done. But really, they got no help on the other side. They got no possession time, no points, really. But definitely no rest on the sideline. I mean, there were times where, you know, late in the game, the offense would only have the ball for like a minute 21, I think, at one point in the game, late in the game, and they're right back out there. And but overall, I thought it was magnificent to score twice and to walk out of that stadium and not with a win is that isn't football justice, I don't think.
Jim, with our playoff hopes, and again, no tiebreakers essentially in our favor, and that season kind of coming to an end with three to play, how do you believe Coach Pettine motivates this football team to complete a huge step in the right direction from last year, but not quite to the level they expected of being a playoff football team?
Well, I think the message is there, Matt, defensively, and I think that, you know, he's gotten that across to them, and they're playing really well. And I give them a lot of credit without people like Phil Taylor and John Hughes and Dansby being out for as long as he's been out and Gibson being out now. I mean, they have banded together and they're playing really well. They deserved a better fate, I think, in Buffalo the week before. So I think defensively it's okay. I think he's got to get the offense going. And if it means inserting, you know, Johnny Manziel to inject that, you know, into the offense and get some excitement into the team because they're very tentative right now. And I believe that, you know, Brian is tentative himself, you know, worried about interceptions, worried about how many times he's throwing to Gordon or how little he's throwing to Gordon. I think that the running backs are a bit tentative right now because they've had ball security issues. I think the offensive line is a little bit off now because they're on their fourth center. So I think it lies in, certainly offensively, he's got to pick them up. And it's, you know, the most simple thing to do, I know it's a big move, but the simplest thing to do is to put Manziel in and see what you got.
Jim, let me ask you this question here. Speaking of putting Johnny Manziel in and injecting life into the offense, don't you think as a coaching staff that just putting Johnny Manziel in there will inject life into the coaching staff?
Yeah, Joe, I think so. And, you know, it would be interesting, you know, to see if there were guys on that coaching staff that believed maybe it should have been done a week before. It's a very honorable thing that Mike Pettine did. I mean, and it's understandable. It's a very understandable thing. You know, this guy took us to 7-5, and, you know, we still have a really good chance at the playoffs going into that game yesterday. So let's let it lie. Let's stay with him, and, you know, we'll let Manziel sit another week. But, yeah, I think it's going to inject everything into it because, I mean, I just saw an energy on that 80-yard drive. The team, you know, it was like they had been awakened from a long winter's nap up in Buffalo, and they really got going. So I definitely think it would be fun to play. Here's the other thing, guys, too, is that it would add a different dimension. Yesterday, you really had to play the run with Andrew Luck. I mean, you really did. You know, you had to play him as a runner, and he scored on one play. And, you know, he gets in, and he almost scored on another one. So if only just to inject a little extra, you know, dimension into the offense right now with Manziel and to, you know, to inject his speed and his maneuverability, I think that would just instantly put a little zip into the offense.
No question about it. Talking with Jim Donovan here on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Jim, a lot of questions about Josh Gordon. Why didn't he play on certain third downs? Questions about his effort. What did you see from the Browns' big receiver, who was really a non-factor, 2 catches for 15 yards on 7 targets?
Well, you know, Nathan, when I looked and saw Vontae Davis wasn't going to play in the game because of a concussion, their best cornerback, I mean, he is to them what Joe Hayden is to us.
Yep.
You know, I really thought that would be a green light to really get the passing game going, and I thought maybe Gordon would get going. I just thought the whole day was mysterious. That's the best way I can describe it. It was a mysterious performance. It was I don't know if early in the game, very early in the game, there was a pass that was way off. Now, either Gordon ran the wrong route over the middle or Brian and he just were not on the same page, and then suddenly he started going off the field on key downs. I just thought that the whole day was very, very mysterious. And, you know, I think it's difficult to accept because we were in a countdown mode all year long, counting down those 10 weeks waiting for him. And since he's come back all 3 weeks, every week, and sometimes more questions than the first week, but every week there have been questions about, hey, is he going all out? Did he fight for that interception in Atlanta in the end zone? Did he run the long routes in Buffalo? Was he running hard? And now we have this performance yesterday. The best way, and I'm being kind at this, is I think it's a mysterious performance yesterday.
Jim, do you think that what seems like now is distension between offense and defense and this controversy over the quarterback position will be overlooked by many Browns fans, as this season has been a significant step in the right direction with a first-year head coach?
Yeah, I hope so, because I think there have been a lot of good things done, and I think we're starting to get some things accomplished. I mean, we really have a defense that's on the rise and plays very, very well together, and I think that's the Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill brand, is they're starting to really accomplish what they wanted to set out to do defensively here. I think offensively we always knew it was probably going to be tough, but, you know, I still think that there are some things that we walk away from saying, well, listen, thank God we gave Alex back the money and paid him. It's too bad he got hurt, but he's obviously a very, very great center and an important part to the offensive line. You know, and some of these other guys, Hawkins looks like it was a good addition. You know, Miles Austin gave them a professionalism, I think, in the receiving game, and might have been missed yesterday by Hoyer. You know, I think Hoyer has a comfort factor with him. The young runners obviously separated themselves from Ben Tate. So, yeah, I hope that everybody, you know, comes away from this saying, hey, listen, it did kind of crumble a little bit here at the end, and they've got 3 games to still do something. But I think the finishing touch, Matt, would be let's see Manziel play. You know, let's kind of see what kind of hand we've been dealt here.
Jim, this defense, two touchdowns as we talked about. Jim Leonard steps in for Sean Gibson, an interception for the second straight week. You've got Justin Gilbert getting his first interception. The amount of players contributing to the success of this defense, Craig Robertson as well filling in for Dansby, is staggering. And it seems like this is a defense that's just hitting its stride. And it is a shame because I thought this was a great performance. But really, the Buffalo game was also a great defensive performance. And the Browns really, I thought, had an opportunity to see some things there.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Mingo played a
he did. Best game I think he's played.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we don't say it enough, but even on that last sack, this guy's playing with one arm. I think. You know, I mean, he's really got an injury that he's battling through. He played very well. They did some really good things with him yesterday, moving him around. And he was, you know, I think the Colts had to identify where he was all the time. You're right. I mean, you know, that's a great thing to watch. I mean, Jim Leonard, what a professional that guy is. I have to tell you, he's gone in there. I was really worried when Gibson got hurt what they were going to be able to do. But, you know, I'll tell you what, Mike Pettine made a great move in making sure that Leonard was with them when they broke camp. And he really is like a coach on the field for them and has himself in the right spot. You know, it really is. It's a good defense that's on the rise right now. And it definitely, I thought it put on a tremendous performance yesterday. You know, maybe people are going to remember the last drive by the Colts, but I'll tell you what, I thought that defense through the day, and even on that last drive, took it to Indianapolis.
Jim, maybe this will be the day that the Johnny Manziel era begins. Certainly that's what it'll be known for. It does feel like deja vu all over again as we await Mike Pettine's press conference, but thanks for the great stuff as always.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. That was Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network here on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. You got that special someone you want to take her out for some nice lobster? Eat the lobster. The lobster is good. Take her to Blue Point Grill on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. It's Blue Point Grill. Grillwithane.com for reservations, VIP service. They've got great Bloody Marys, great cocktails, great wine lists, great seafood flown in fresh daily from wherever it needs to be got so that you can have a tasty treat. Down at Blue Point Grill. Go ahead, make reservations. Matt Wilhelm's going to be there this weekend, so check him out there. Blue Point Grill, that's grilltheneed.com. All right, we'll be back. Second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More of your commentary, your questions, your calls, 216-578-0850 as we continue to break down the Browns' disappointing loss to the Indianapolis Colts and wonder, is this the day that the Johnny Manziel era begins? 2 years to the day after he became the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy Award back in 2012. Zagura Wilhelm Juravicius coming up with more CBD right after this. In all the right places.